The World Cup Nerve Center at Germany's Interior Ministry, a kind of war room packed with monitors to watch for any trouble when the cup kicks off in June. They've been practicing for months on how to coordinate a response. And the coordination is worldwide. In a pep rally of sorts, nearly 300 security officials from 40 countries held their last major meeting in Berlin. They sought to strike a balance with soccer kids and hard talk, aiming to welcome the millions of fans expected and to warn any troublemakers that authorities are ready for them, too.
The hooligans will suffer major problems because we have learned what has happened.
Well, as far as I know, it's a hooliganism. I think they have it under control, but you never know.
German police will get international reinforcements.
Most of the European countries are sending police in uniform. It reassures the decent fans.
Not all the preparations have been so reassuring. In one exercise, rescue vehicles arrived late at the mock collapse of a public viewing screen in Berlin. In Hamburg, police faced off with mock hooligans, but critics questioned how realistic the confrontation was. And a German consumer group said 8 of the 12 World Cup stadiums were inadequately designed to deal with a panicked crowd. World Cup organizers reject those findings, but authorities here at Berlin's Olympic Stadium, where the final will be played July 9th, are having new gangways built, 29 of them, to speed an evacuation. They insist they were long planned. Amid concerns German police could be overwhelmed, Interior Minister Schäuble defended plans to boost troop readiness for the games from 2,000 to 7,000. If there is such a situation that we all hope doesn't happen, when it needs a larger deployment, then we're ready for it, he says. Poking fun at the idea, one cartoonist asked whether troops were needed in case the Iranian team arrived with bombs strapped to their shirts.
He wanted to give it an absurd side, saying, you know, we can deploy the army in the stadium. If it's necessary, it's only if a team comes up equipped with suicide belts.
It's not easy putting a happy face on a monumental security operation that will be far from child's play. Chris Burns, CNN, Berlin.